Vav Metzia Perek Vav Mishnah Vav Kol Lo Umnin Shem Reisocha Hen. We discussed in the third perek the different chalukas, and we chazer over in the beginning now of the sixth perek that there's a Shem Echina, there's a Shem Esocher. A soicher we paskin is like a Shem Esocher. We'll see it's a machlokes tanoim, and then there's a shoyl. The chiluk is whether you chayv only b'pshia, you chayv b'gnev v'aveda, or you chayv even b'ointzin. Any craftsman, today we would call it any mechanic, any repair shop, any dry cleaners, all umnin are shem esochahen. That means when they are watching the chayfetz, a suit that's by a dry cleaner, a car that's in a garage by a mechanic, they're getting paid for having it because it was there for a reason. Are they getting paid? It's how they earn a living. So therefore they're shem esochah. V'kulon sha'amru toila shalcha v'havei mois. At what point does the woman become Oysa Shem Zach? We all know about cases where somebody doesn't come back to pick up a suit. So I'm chayv on a suit, I'm a dry cleaners. And I'm mukhuyv on a suit that somebody left there a year later. I'd love for him to get it out of here. At what point do I become Oysa Shem Zach? Where he tells the Baal Bayis, he calls him up on the phone, he sends him a message, and he got him the following request. Toil Eshelcha, please come take your chayfetz. I already did my thing. Please pay money. Adarava, I didn't get paid for the work. I have no reason to hold on to your suit. It doesn't fit me. I want to be paid. Adarava, it's a taina on the customer. So at that point, could you call the fact that he's holding on to the suit, that he's a Shem Zocha, he has benefit from that? At that point, he turns into a Shem Echino. Now the Rav adds another piece from the Gemara, it's a whole sugya. And that is that a craftsman is holding on to the chayfetz not only because he had to do the work. He's holding on to the chayfetz also as a mashkoin against his payment. The only way the dry cleaners knows that he's going to get paid for cleaning the suit is because he's holding on to the suit. That itself renders him a Shem Esocha because he has value from holding on to the chayfetz. The Gemara does point out that a craftsman who does the work in the house of the customer doesn't have a right to walk out of the house with the chayfetz to hold against taking it. You're not allowed to take it from Yenna's house. But if the chayfetz is by him, he can hold on to it as a mashkan until being paid. That is a Shem Esocha. So we could theoretically then wonder, the din of Tel Shulchan v'Havi Mois, at the end of the day now, he is still holding on to the chayfetz connected his payment. So why is he not a Shem Esocha? So the Gemara like Sue, look at the Nusach carefully, Toil Esholcho, Be'etzem, it's taking up room, it's taking up space. He wants to get it out. He's not holding on to it, connecting the money. He says, Toil Esholcho, and as an aside, bring me money. Not the fact that he emphasizes the Toil Esholcho means that he's not holding on to it, Be'etzem, for money. So therefore, we see him as a Shem Echina Mikan Ve'elech. One more detail is that, like we mentioned, there's a Machlokes Rimei and Reb Yehuda about what the din of a soicher is. A shem esocha, somebody is being paid to watch something. A soicher, a renter, is not being paid to watch the chayvitz. He has benefit from it, but it's benefit that he's paying for. So therefore, it's not so partial whether he has a din of a shem echinam. The benefit that he has, the mice is paying for, so that's not called he's doing it for the balabais, and therefore he's a shem echinam. Or we say, no, at the end of the day, he's having benefit, he's a shem esocha. That's the machlokes. According to the tzad, that a soicher is a Shem Esocha because then the day he's benefiting. And by the way, we pass him that way. You don't need the hezbeh that we just said out mashkin. There the cheshbon is poshut. Lemaisa, the reason why he had the chayfetz is because he's getting paid for his job. So that itself renders him a Shem Esocha. But if you hold that a soicher is a Shem Echinam, then a craftsman, a tailor, a mechanic would also be a Shem Echinam. It's just because he's holding on to it connected payment, and that's why the Mishnah has to speak out. Toil Shulchan V'Havi Mois, that turns him into a Shem Echinam. Two people make up an agreement. The Mishnah says, Shmor li ve'eshmor l'cho. I'm going away today. You'll watch the valuables in my house. Ve'eshmor l'cho, you're going away tomorrow. I'll watch the valuables in your house. Each one is watching the others. T'muras, that he's going to watch his. You're being paid for that. That's called the Shem Esocha. There's one very important detail in this last halach, and that is the Gemara says that if the Shmor li ve'eshmor l'cho is both today, you're watching my bike and I'm watching your jewelry, then we're each working for each other simultaneously at the same time of the Shmirah. That's called Shmirah Bebailim. We'll learn more about the din of Shmirah Bebailim in the 8th Perek. But that din would not we wouldn't have the din of Hashem Besach. We're talking over here, Shmurli Hayoim Vesh Malachot tomorrow. Last case over here in the Mishnah is Shmurli. Reuven says to Shimon, you'll watch my chavetzim, v'omaloi hanachufonei, put it down. That itself is the Kabbalah Shmira, and it becomes a Shemir Chinam. It becomes a Shemir with the fact that it said hanachufonei. Now there's a major machlekes for Shemir over here about this last halacha. The etzim chiddush in the Mishnah that a person becomes a Shemir with a loshen of hanachufonei, put it down in front of me. We look at that as a loshen of Shmira. That's straightforward. But many of the Rishonim hold, the Rambam, Udimin, the Rav Paskins that way later on in the seventh parak, that Shmira, when does Reuven become a Shemir for Shimon? Only when Kiviyachal was kind of the Chafetz. We explained this concept in the third parak, that Shmira is not just about doing a job. I can watch somebody's karka, and I'm doing a job, I'm providing a service by being a watchman, but I'm not taking his karka into my rishus. You can't take Yana's karka into your rishus to have it by you to watch. That's the din of a shoyim. So the Rambam and other Rishonim holds, based on the Gemara later on in Perek HaShoyil, where the Gemara says, Tiknu Meshicha B'Shoyimrim, and the Rambam and other Rishonim understand what that means, is that the Shoyimrim has to be koina B'Darke Kenyan. So saying Hanach Lefonai is Reuven's in his house, and Shimon says, you watch a chavis, Reuven says, Hanach Lefonei, and he puts it down in his front stoop. Reuven wasn't moishich the chavis, he didn't bring it into his rishus. So with that, Reuven doesn't become a shomer. He told him, but lemaisi, he didn't become a shomer. Other Rishonim argue, Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Tes, other Rishonim, they hold that that's not the pshat of the Gemara that we just mentioned, tiknu meshicha b'shomerim, and the halacha is that a shomer becomes a shomer with a verbal kabbalah shmira. We'll just add one more detail. Nesiva says in the beginning of Hilchos Shomrim in Reish Tzadik Aleph that even if a person is not Mekabel Shmira, what happens? Shimon is pestering Reuven to watch his chafetz. He's going out of town. He has a big envelope with cash. Doesn't want to leave it in his house unattended. He says, you watch. Reuven says, I don't want to take responsibility. I don't want to take responsibility. So he says, fine, without responsibility. He puts it down. Reuven might not be chayv if it's stolen, but if Reuven would put it out in the street, he would dump it out, and it's stolen, there Reuven would be chayv. Not because he's remiss in Hilchos Shmirah, because putting somebody's chayfetz unattended in the street is an act of mazik. You're setting it up where it will be stolen. Let's see if this is a chiddush. Putting something in an unattended area is an act of mazik. That's in the Sivis. That's important halacha. Hovo alamashkin. Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon gave Reuven a mashkin. He gave him his gold watch to hold on to as a mashkin. Shemisachar, the Mishnah says, since he's holding on to it for a reason, the Gemara adds more than that. It's not just he's holding on to it for a reason. He has a mitzvah. Lending money is a mitzvah. One is allowed to have a guarantee that he's going to get paid back. So the pikodoin, the mashkin that is serving as part of the mitzvah, and he has the schar mitzvah. The Gemara says that this cheshma itself, that he has the schar of the mitzvah that he's holding on to, it renders him a shem besocher. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda ayme hilvo mois, if the malva lent the levim money, says the shem b'chinim, what does the malva have? Well, he did a favor for a levim, he lent the money. The schar mitzvah, nah, that doesn't make him a shem besocher, Rabbi Yehuda holds. So he's holding on to the mashkin all as part of the favor. Okay, the mashkin doesn't do anything for him. He's a shemichinam. However, Havo Peiros lent him a pound of fruit. It's always good to lend fruit. Why? Because fruit go bad. Lemaise, he's going to have to pay you back next week. He's going to pay you back with next week's fruit. So you have a revach that you have fruit that'll last an extra week. That revach renders the lending and the getting back. It's not ribbis because you're getting back the same dollar and cents amount, but you are getting back fresh and pears at the end of the day. So because of that, that revach renders him a shem esocha. That's what Yehuda holds. Now it's important to point out that there's two different types of mashkinos. There's a mashkin that's bishas halvo. Reuven lent Shimon $100 and Shimon gave him his gold watch keneged. Or Reuven lent Shimon $100 on Sunday. He's supposed to pay back Friday. Friday he doesn't pay back. Shimon comes then to pressure Reuven and Shimon takes his watch. The reason why that's a starker type of mashkin is because over there, the choiv is already omen l'guvayna. The mashkin is a form of taking it into his rishus. Now, Shimon is taking his gold watch, but if and where, he's not going to sell it off right away. He's not going to liquidate the watch. But he is taking it to be goyve, and he could be poida, the loiva that is, could be poida his gold watch miyad the malva. Because of that, we look at the malva as having a kinyan, every mashkin. We see it as a form of gavain. It's not just a way of reminding him, pressuring him to pay back kishayove asman. It's a form of gvir. So because of that, we say the loshen of the Gemara Zamer Reb Yitzchok balchoyv koine mashkin. The balchoyv has a key in the mashkin, but even where the malva that's holding onto a mashkin could be mekadesh anisha. That's only in a mashkin, shaloi b'shasavo, because there he has a kinyan. A mashkin b'shasavo, we don't see him as having a kinyan. He can't be mekadesh anisha. That's famous Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin. What's very negay by us is that Rabbi Yehuda only argued mois, peiros, on a mashkin b'shasavo. A mashkin shaloi b'shasavo, since we see him as being koinith, mistaber, the Gemara says, that the malva taking the mashkin as gvaino, as something that he has a kinyan, is for sure rendered him a shemesocha. He's not a shoyl, because lamaisa, the other guy could be pointed, the loiva could be pointed back, but lamaisa, the malva is taking it and he has it. So the for sure is a shemesocha, and that attribute would never argue. The next time, I'll be sure, loime, muta odom lahaske mashkoni shaloni liyas poisik alova hoiluch. An oni never had to borrow money to keep himself going, and he was memashkin his chamor biyad a malva. The malva has a right without speaking to the loiva. This has nothing to do with shemrim. It's not a halacha about mashkoinis. The malva is allowed to take the mashkin of the oni, and he's allowed to rent out the chamor and make money. He's earning money on the loiva's behalf. Liyos poisikol of ahilich to be poiches and hoilich the choiv, to lessen the choiv. He's making money for the loiva. He has the chamor against the choiv. He could be marviach the loiva to chip away at the choiv. That's how Hashavas Aveda that he's allowed to do it. The other rabbits commended.